Hi, I'm Stefan Wick, Program Manager on the UWP App Model team. In this video, I'm going to show you how the Desktop Bridge can help you bring your existing desktop solutions to the Universal Windows Platform and to the Windows Store. Millions of great desktop applications and games out there today. Consumers love them, professionals need them, many have been around for several years or even decades. But these solutions aren't without challenges today. The first challenge for the user is finding the right solution. Which video player to pick? Which tax software to choose? Once they've identified the right solution, the next problem is how to find a trusted source to download the program without getting adware or malware. Once they have installed, next problem is how to keep them up to date. Get the latest features, get the latest patches. And last but not least, how to cleanly uninstall unwanted software without causing any harm to the system. Software vendors have similar challenges today. They need to invest into developing and maintaining installer and update technology. Also, they need to take care of the monetization and licensing work. This comes with a lot of complexity and responsibility. Here's how the Desktop Bridge can help with these challenges. With the Windows 10 anniversary update, desktop solutions now have an easy path to the UWP and the Windows Store. Can keep your existing code investments and gradually migrate towards UWP. First thing the Desktop Bridge does for you is convert your existing installer into a modern UWP deployment without having to write new code for this. Once converted, the solution can be distributed and monetized through the Windows Store and the Windows Store for Business. It can also be modernized with all features and APIs that the Universal Windows Platform offers, such as Live Tiles, notifications, Cortana integration, and much more. So how does the bridge work? As a first step, the Desktop App Converter records all system modifications done by your current installer and creates a corresponding AppX package for your app. This enables now clean, modern deployment of your app via store or other supported means. The Desktop Bridge is agnostic to your current application or installer technology, so you can bring your VB6 applications or your WPF applications or your Electron applications. Once converted, you can enhance the existing code base with calls to new UWP APIs such as Live Tiles and others. By adding a UWP component to the same app package, you can now extend the functionality of your app even further with things like app services and background tasks to keep your users engaged. Over time, you can migrate more of your code to UWP. For example, you can replace your classic UI with a modern XAML interface and still keep your existing desktop code investments. Finally, after all the code has been moved to the UWP app process, the desktop app is no longer needed in your package, and the app can target all Windows 10 devices, including HoloLens and Xbox One. Now let's look at a quick demo to show you how this is done in practice. Let's switch over to Visual Studio and see the Desktop Bridge in action. I have prepared a project here. It's an MFC application that I want to convert using the Desktop Bridge. Let me show you the application real quick. It's one of the templates that has been shipping in Visual Studio for many years to demonstrate some of the capabilities of MFC applications. So now to convert this using the Desktop Bridge, I've already run this through the Desktop App Converter, and the output of that I have placed in this folder here called Package Layout. And you can see it's fairly simple. I have my binary, the corresponding PDB file. I have assets for the various tiles and icons. And last but not least, I have the AppX manifest. This is the standard UWP AppX manifest that explains to Windows how all these files are supposed to be installed and how the application is supposed to be activated. Now, this is now part of a separate project in my solution. This project doesn't have any code, but it helps me with the packaging, deployment, and debugging aspects of my converted application. And it helps me when I make code changes to my desktop code, it helps me repackage and deploy and debug that. So to specify that, I have listed in my AppX package file list the binary that I want to take out of the build output and put it into the package. So each time I hit F5 now, my code is built and a new package is generated on the fly that I can then go ahead, install, test, and debug. So let's see how this works. If I click deploy on my desktop bridge project, the following happens. Deployment succeeds. Can look into my app list, and here I see my MFC application. It shows up in the app list just like any UWP would do. I can pin it to the taskbar, I can pin it to start, launch it from here, and I can also directly uninstall it from here cleanly, just like any UWP. It shuts down cleanly and everything is removed from the system. Now, what else does this get me? Let's take a look. So, by converting and packaging my application, I now have an AppX package that contains all the content from the package layout. With this package, I'm now ready to go and submit to the store. I've actually done this already, so let me show you the app in the store. Here it is. I've submitted it recently. And so now my users can go ahead and install it from here. I can distribute, monetize via the Windows Store, and I can reach 400 million Windows 10 users this way. So I can go ahead and install it from here. But I really want to show you another way to install AppX packages now. With the Windows Anniversary Update, users can now install signed AppX packages directly by double-clicking on them. So this gives me a simple installer UI. I can hit install. It quickly installs my application. And here it is. I can launch it from here. And I can go ahead and uninstall it in the same way. Okay, let's take it to the next step. Now I want to enhance my application with new UWP features. So here's my application. It is still essentially unchanged. Now I want to add new code that lights up on Windows 10, but I still want to maintain down-level compatibility for all my customers that are still running previous versions of Windows. To do that, I have put all the code that lights up Windows 10 features into a separate DLL here. And so here I've now written some new functionality to use the UWP Tile Update Manager to update the live tile for my application. So this new function I can now call from my MFC application, and I can call it in a way so that it's a no-op on previous versions of the operating system and only lights up on Windows 10 when deployed using the UWP deployment mechanism. So taking a quick look here at this wrapper function where I dynamically load my extra DLL. If it's present when it's deployed with the package, you know, I call the API. On previous versions of Windows, I will not make that call, and it is essentially a no-op. Okay, let's deploy this and see how it looks in practice. Deploy succeeded. Should show up here. So let me pin this to start, make it a little bit bigger. And so now I've added a little text box here so I can push a tile update to my live tile. And so now when I go back to the start screen, when the next update cycle comes in, I should see my update here. And those updates can come from background processes, they can come from the app directly or from push notifications, and they are a great way to keep the user engaged and to bring them back into the application. So let's look at one more thing here in Visual Studio. At my AppX package file list, I've now added this entry here to add my extra DLL. Oh, and here's another feature. Now that you are part of the UWP app model, you can also take advantage of all the rich ways to receive notifications, even when your application is not running. Another great way to keep engaged with the user and to bring them back into your application. And with that, I'm switching back to the slide deck. I want to close with a call to action here. Please go to aka.ms desktop bridge to learn more about the desktop bridge and how it can help you to streamline the deployment of your application, to reach new users, and to modernize your current applications. Thank you for watching.